You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good afternoon,
WMIE.
And good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We ended off Tuesday in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. So we're going to begin right there as we pick up this Thursday morning. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid.
Yeah.
And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. So our health must become unto us a discovered treasure. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible tells us, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So the treasure is in our earthen vessel. What is our earthen vessel? Our body. This treasure in Matthew chapter 13 was in a field.
Yes.
So our body is the field of health.
Yeah.
So what are we sowing? What are we planting in the field of our body? Are we sowing and planting health, or are we sowing and planting unhealthy different seeds?
Amen. Amen. So we are saying, if I make a quality decision to do the things that will make me healthy, I will enjoy the benefit of a healthy life. If I do those things. So how should I pray? I should pray this way. Lord, give me the courage to do the things that will make me healthy. That's my prayer. That's how I should pray. I prefer to pray that prayer than to pray the other prayer. Lord, heal me. See, somebody had to listen this morning. I prefer, this is the one I want to pray all the time. Lord, give me the strength, give me the courage and the ability to do the things that will keep my life a healthy lifestyle and that I will live a full, complete life like Jesus did. A healthy lifestyle. That's my prayer.
That's exactly what it is. It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
It's not a diet.
No.
It's a lifestyle. So suppose you have to go to a wedding or a party and you eat one day and you eat it. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's not going to kill you in joy. But you have to go back because then we'll fall off the wagon and we'll continue. I've gone to parties and I've eaten my ice cream and my cake. And I did fine, you know. And then the next day I just went
back
to where I am, you know, because I don't want to go back. I want to go forward and I want to keep on living a healthy lifestyle.
Dan, you said something which you could continue to elaborate up on that point that you were making. Think about, and when we come to the spiritual fast, because we're going to do a spiritual fast, and that is a 21-day. And that fast has a completely different tone and purpose for that. That is getting us spiritually equipped, strong, healthy, spiritually. So we not only get it healthy physically, mm-hmm. we need to get healthy spiritually. Mm-hmm. And that fast will bring us there. But what you were saying, that triggered something here this, you know, this week you said, think of a person that abstained from all these food on a fast.
Mm-hmm.
And doing this water fast.
Mm-hmm.
And he abstained from all of it. And he might do it for what? 4 or 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
And after the 5 days over, he just run right back. What good was it? What good was it?
Mm-hmm.
I just trigger. And mm-hmm. we talk. The Bible said, come let us know reason together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What good it was. Might mm-hmm. as well you eat that food mm-hmm. for those 4 days. Mm-hmm. What good it is. There's no good there. Because for 4 days, no, I'm not going to touch not one of these. And at the end of 4 days, oh, the fifth day, man, oh, I'm done off this fast. Now let me go.
Eating everything you're going to eat for the five days.
There's an expression called white knuckling it, when you're just trying to get through a certain period of time, but you have no desire for change. You just they call it white knuckling it, because you're just holding on, just trying to hold on, and just, I'm just not going to do it for this many days, but when it's over, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. You know, you just we're just white knuckling it. But we have to really be considering our future and seeing the value that's in us, the value in our life. Yeah, you're saved. You die today, your spirit's in heaven. Okay, but what about the impact that you could have continued to have here on the earth? Because there's a such thing as dying before your time. The Bible talks about it in Ecclesiastes. Why should somebody die before their time? And it says that it's because of foolishness. It's because of ignorance. It's just because of just going on about and just thinking that we could do whatever we want to do when we want to do it. And not taking into consideration the value. And just for example, if you have a new car that has a beautiful paint job, you're not just going to allow any type of soap on your car. You're not going to just park it any place. You're not going to take it just through any kind of car wash. You're going to consider the things that you allow on this beautiful candy red glossy paint job on your brand new car. You're going to consider it. If you have on brand new shoes, you're going to consider where you walk. When you begin to see the value in your life, you'll consider what you put in your body differently. When you see that value, when you see, wait a second, hold on, I'm not running at my optimum health. I need to be here. I need to have longevity of days. And just look at Pastor Beckford is 74 years old. And when you look at him, if you compare a picture right now, I met Pastor 20 years ago. If I compared a picture of Pastor Beckford now at the age of 74 and a picture of him 20 years ago at the age of 54, he looks younger right now at the age of 74. He looks more fit. He's more enthusiastic. He's more smiling. You know, everything is just wonderful. So he has the ability to speak to this area, health, because he has proof in his life. Just as he has proof of the spiritual, he has proof of the physical.
And thank you, Dan, mm-hmm. for that compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I say living a healthy lifestyle is costly,
mm-hmm.
because it's going to cost you something. Mm-hmm. You have to give up bad habits. Mm-hmm. That's the cost.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
Bad eating habits, because it damaged your body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we come on this radio show, and we start the month right.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, the Holy Spirit would have us guys to start the month right. Tell my people, because in order for you, you know, we go pray, Lord heal me, Lord heal me, or we have making requests. Please pray for my healing. Mm-hmm. Well. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to do that because we have grace according to Romans chapter 5. The grace of God is there and God is sovereign. And he healed you miraculously and now you get healed. But you get healed now and you go back again to do the same mm-hmm. thing that make you have to pray for healing.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't that be wise for us to stop, make a decision that some things are not good for the body? That's what Daniel did.
Yeah.
Some things are not good for the body. Mm-hmm. Daniel did that. He says, I can't defile my body. Because if I eat that, I am not going to be as sharp as I was. I'm going to be sick. And then I can't study. Because it was a 3-year study. Then I can't study. Sick man can't study. So he says, I know that this work. So because I know this work, I'm going to stick with it. It didn't change. So that's why we said, try 10 days, Daniel. Fast. Fast from what? Fast from the food that give us sugar diabetes. Fast from those food. High blood pressure, fast from those food. That's the fast. You're getting away from that. And see how your body react after 10 days. And now that you think, oh, man, I feel better.
Yeah.
Why would you go back? You just eliminate the food that costs you to be sick and your life broken down. You just eliminate them. It's just like, and think about this too. It's the same thing if on the flip side, sin. We sin. And we sin, and we sin, and we practice sin. And in the Bible, in John, he says, he that cometh to God does not practice sin. He didn't say you don't sin. He says you do not practice sin any longer. Once you turn away from sin and come to God, you no longer are a habitual sinner. It doesn't say you will not sin again, but you don't go minutely, hourly, just do it, everything. No. So how you get away from that? You stop some of the things that you used to do. That's it. And you keep putting off. Put it off and put on. You know, the Bible talks about two things here. It says you must what? Put off. But also
put on.
Mm-hmm. Hear that? Hallelujah. Holy Spirit guided us here.
Yeah.
So you put off this and you put on this. So once you put on something good in eating, don't take it back off. You take this off, which is bad, and now you put on this, which is good. Keep it on.
And ask God to open your eyes to be able to see the things that are not that are detrimental
to
your health.
Yeah.
Because everybody's in different positions. Everybody's body, you know, is different. Everybody's lifestyle is different. But there are certain things that, you know, the enemy, he tries to come in with deception and such, you know, unhealthy eating has just become acceptable and it's become promoted and it's commercial, you know, all this stuff. But ask God to open your eyes so that you really see the value in you and make sure that you're filling your temple with valuable foods. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
McWhite's Funeral Home alerts listeners that 22 veterans take their lives every day. Let's uplift our veterans by assuring them that help is available and recovery is possible. If you know of veterans struggling, please call for help or emergency services on the double. That's courtesy of McWhite's Funeral Home in Lauderhill and West Palm Beach, the funeral home that offers quiet dignity and reverence. In times of sorrow, call McWhite's Funeral Home at 954-